Mr. Wilfork, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing all right. How did you walk out of that place on Saturday night? How did you feel?
Well, anytime you lose a ball game, you always got to, you know, question, you know, what happened. And I think that was the case all around, you know, the locker room, just basically, you know, what we could have done better to go into Detroit and put out a better effort. So, you know, we had a chance to sit back and watch film and go over correction. It was a lot of things that, you know, happened in that game that shouldn't happen where, you know, out of whatever it may be, a lot of football that was played that shouldn't have been played the way it played. But at the same time, you had some things in there that we did well. So, you know, at this point, you have to correct them and move forward, you know. So on a short week this week with the Giants, you know, Thursday night, it'll be rocking again. So we have to put one foot forward and continue to, you know, keep striving to be the best. And we want to take another step this week.
Hey, Vince, could you give us an example or two of what you could have done better?
Well, first of all, it's inconsistent football all the way around. Defensively, screens killed us. You know, at times where we had them backed up, we let them off the leash. It was just, you know, a lot of inconsistency. And you know, one thing we try to pride ourselves around here is being able to play consistent, being able to go play on the road, handle the road crowd and all those things. And I don't think we did, you know, a pretty good job of that. So defensively, I think, you know, giving up big plays played a big factor of what went on, and just little stuff here and there where that made it, you know, made the plays look even worse. So, but you know what, you got to go back to the drawing board. I mean, we got one more game, one more preseason game to go against the Giants, and we have to make these corrections and move forward. Last thing we can do is, you know, sit back now and just what if, or we should have. You know, that's over with. We watched film, we moved forward, we made the corrections, and hopefully, you know, against the Giants, we don't make those mistakes, because sooner or later, those mistakes are going to add up, and it's going to bite you in the butt.
Yeah, Vince, it just seemed like the Detroit Lions they treated this game a little bit more seriously, almost like they were looking out there to prove a point, coming out in pregame warm-ups for the first series or anything like that. Did you sense that this game meant a little bit more to them?
You know what, we know going into this game, you know, the third preseason game, always the one game that, you know, you want to go out and basically see what your team is all about.
Right, right.
Like you treat it like a regular season game. And, you know, we didn't come out hitting on all cylinders. That's just one of the things that we didn't do. And make it worse, you know, the third preseason game. So a lot of people sitting back looking and, you know, hey, you know, here we are. We had a great game against Tampa, and then here we are in the third preseason game where you can actually see where your team is. You approach it like a regular season game, and then we go out there and play inconsistent football. It's like, you know, hold on.
Yeah.
We got to get back to the drawing board. So that's what it's about.
But the ability to maybe sense that during the game, first quarter, yeah, second quarter, something like that, do you sense that the guys aren't there? It may be in pregame warm-ups. Is there a time that you say, as a leader of the team, you, Gerard, I mean, something's up. We got to make sure the mentality of this team right now needs to flip.
You know what? It wasn't. I think guys, you know, when the lights click on, we ready to play football. I mean, that's what it is. You know, through the course of the game, everything isn't going to go perfect. You know better than I do. It's been times where we'll take the field and we'll fall behind 10-0 or, you know, behind the scores, whatever it may be, and then actually turn it around. Well, we didn't get to that point. We fell behind quick, early. We knew going in it was an explosive offense. They was going to throw the ball up to their big play guys, and they're going to make plays. We knew that. But you know what? Between the penalties, not being able to get off the field on third down, giving up big plays, we was just behind the eight ball the whole game. And I think, I believe it was after the second series on defense, I said something to the defense where I said, hey, look, guys, this game is going to be a mentally challenged football game.
Mm.
We're going to have to dig deep mentally. It's not about the physical. It's about mentally. You know, we on the road, for one. we played a team in Detroit who, you know, they had the whole thing sold out in preseason. So we knew they were going to be bad to play. So we had to find energy from somewhere to go out there and perform. And you know what? Like I said, by us falling back early behind the eight ball, we never got a chance to recoup. And that's how the game went.
How badly do you want to play in this final preseason game? And do you think that Bill will play a lot of the starters, a lot of minutes in game four?
Man, me personally, I'm a football player, and you know, anytime you lose a ball game, you always want to go out and prove yourself the next week. You know, but that's Bill's call. Whatever Bill, you know, whatever he decides to do, that's what he decides to do. But I'll tell you one thing: he'll have every guy on this roster ready to play. Anytime you tell you, I'll tell you, when you take a field and get beat up on like we did against Detroit Lions, you can't wait for that next week to get here and that next game to get here because you want to get that bad feeling out. You want to get back doing what you know that you can do, play football. And that's where we're at right now. Yep. We want to get back to the swing of things. We want to get back to the drawing board with a short week. It's going to be another challenging week for us, just like Giants. Giants play tonight. They offer day, and then they actually fly here. So we have a short week. The Giants have a short week. So it's going to be another one of those things where we're on a short week. Everything is challenging. So the better you can get in and make the preparation, the go over game film, go on the practice field, put it together, and then you perform on Thursday. That's where we're at. So it doesn't get any easier from here.
I mean, you guys still got time. You got a little bit of time to get ready for that opener versus Miami. But I tell you, the one thing you don't want to see in a preseason game is a no-huddle offense as a defense. Vince, how'd that feel, that up-tempo, coming back to the line of scrimmage quick like that? How'd you guys hold up conditioning-wise?
You know, conditioning-wise, I think we were fine. I think, like I say, we know going into, you know, certain games or whoever it may be, people, they're going to try to attack us differently. For one, they always try to, you know, keep us out there a little longer just to get a different pace going, something to work in their favor to try to get us blowed and win it. Yeah. But I think our conditioning level is actually pretty good. Is it perfect? No. I don't think it's anyone in the NFL right now that has a perfectly conditioned football team. And if they say they do, they're lying. So we're all on the same page. But like I say, it's one thing about going out and running sprints and then going out playing a football game. You can go out and run sprints all day and look good all day, but when you suit it on and you start taking a pounding, physically pounding, that's a different animal. So everybody is there, not just us. But it can be challenging at times, but it's nothing new. We've seen it before. We see it sometimes against our offense. We see it around the league. Some teams throw it to us to just get a different thing going for their offense. So it's going to be a part of our defense, I believe, for the rest of the year.
Vince, you
know, we want to do a better job.
Vince, do you think that they game planned a little bit against you guys? And I know not a lot of that doesn't go on in the preseason, but certainly it looked that way early on based on the way you guys had played the previous 2 weeks.
I like that laugh.
You know what? That's the answer right there. Bingo!
I'm not in their meeting room, so I can't tell you what they did and what they didn't do. Only thing I could tell you, there was a football team ready to play. They looked like they had a great week of preparation. They came out, and they started fast, and we was, like I said, we was behind the eight ball the whole game. So, but they were definitely ready to play. We have to do a better job of getting on that level, and I think it'll come. I think it will come. That team that New England Patriots team that just played the Detroit Lions, that isn't who we are. That's one thing that we have to show everyone. I think we know that's not us. So we have to prove it. You know, we got to prove it to ourselves and then the coaching staff, to the fans. We got to prove who we really are. But that Detroit game, it wasn't us at all.
Hey, I don't know if they game planned against you or not, but it did seem like there was a continuation of the Thanksgiving Day game last year. Was there any reference to that from them? Were they talking trash to you guys? Did you feel like it was a different level for a preseason-type game in terms of intensity on their part?
I don't try to – last year was last year to me. I didn't hear anything in the media about, you know, them coming in, approaching it a certain way. Like I say, every third preseason game, you want to put out your best stuff. You want to challenge your football team. And hands down, they came out ready to play. That's what they did, and they played very well. From our end, we didn't. So, however, whatever you take out of that, you take out of that. But I'm just telling you, you know, that's not who we are, and we're going to have to do a better job if we want to be successful this year.
All right, Vince, have a great week. I take it it'll be a little loud down there this week, and we'll talk to you next Monday, all right?
All right, guys.
Thanks, Vince.
See you later. Vince Wilfork right here on The Big Show.